afternoon. Welcome to the Davis Academy Author Podcast Series. My name is Hannah.
And my name is Caleb. We are both fourth graders at the Davis Academy. We are pleased to welcome Davis Academy alumni and author Grace Wolf to our school today. She has written a book called May I Sit at Your Table that spreads a message of empathy and inclusion. We are excited to welcome you back to the Davis Academy and to look forward to learning about it. And we look forward to learning about the inspiration behind your book.
In our research, we discovered that you felt there was a need for books that incorporate social stories. How can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so my older brother Sam has autism, and growing up with him, I felt like I was I became very empathetic towards those maybe sounded a little bit different or acted a little bit differently than I did. And I noticed that my peers, because they didn't have autistic siblings, really didn't have the sense that I did. So the inspiration for the book was my brother, and I wanted to educate other children around your guys' age of how to act correctly and include everyone and just make the world a little bit of a more empathetic place.
What made you decide to write about a second grader in your first book? In other words, why that particular grade level?
Well, I did a little bit of research into when bullying starts in kids, and around the second and third grade, kids start to understand the difference in power structures and how when they form a group and they don't include other people, it makes them feel more powerful. That's kind of how exclusivity starts, so I really wanted to target that age group and maybe a little bit younger to kind of prevent the problem before it becomes a real big issue.
Was there a reason that you made the main character in your first book deaf?
Yes, so when I moved to Missouri, my brother's on a special needs basketball team, and one of the kids on the team is nonverbal, and he used sign language. So I knew a little bit of sign language just from social media, and I signed him, and his dad came up to me after the game and was really affected by me signing to him because he said that no one ever tried to communicate with his son before. And that really impacted me because though I can't cure autism and help my brother communicate with other people, this is a community that I can help just by learning this language. So I became more involved with the deaf community in St. Louis and decided to write my first book about someone who is deaf.
Tell us about your writing process. What does that look like?
So I think it all starts with an idea, and that seems so simple, but I think that's where most people get stuck. So I knew that I wanted to do something to help kids become more inclusive, and I chose my age group, and then after that, I started writing, and after I had a first draft, I brought the idea to my family, and with a lot of support and love, I talked to my brother, too, about doing the illustrations, and we kind of pulled it all together. It took a lot of people and a lot of hard work, but it was very worth it.
What would you say is the biggest challenge for an author?
That's such a good question. I think that the biggest challenge for an author is having other people interpret your work. I really want to make sure that my message is clear and that people see the book in the way that it was intended to be written. And so what helps a lot is being able to do things like this and come and explain my ideas and thoughts and read it to kids so that I can share my own insights and I can talk more about what was written on the pages rather than just like the words themselves.
What does your brother think about your willingness to spread messages of empathy and inclusion? I imagine he is very proud to have you as his sister.
I love him, and I'm proud to have him as my brother, and I think he's very appreciative, and he would have liked to have something like this when he was growing up and in school.
What are you planning to do in your future, and tell us about the second book that you planned?
Yeah, so my second book has actually been published recently, so new edition, but originally even with the first book, I knew that I wanted this to be a series because I wanted to touch on more communities other than just the deaf one. And the second book is a little bit more personal because it is about someone who has autism, so it's directly relating my brother's experiences to those of Jimmy, who's the character in the second book. And I guess my plans for the future would just be to write more. I was applying to colleges for a long time, so that took up a lot of space mentally. But now that I'm all done with that, I'm excited to start on a third book. And I think I want to make it about someone who's in a wheelchair but wants to be on a sports team. So keep on the lookout for that.
Are there specific children's books that have you inspired? And if so, which ones?
That's also a really good question. I don't know. I feel like I haven't seen any other books that are exactly like mine, which is part of the inspiration for me writing this. So, yeah.
Why did you want your brother to illustrate your books?
I felt that with him illustrating the books, we could get an insight into what his mind looked like and how he felt about the subject matter. And he loves drawing, and I knew that I wanted this to be a family project. And because I was so inspired by him, I knew that I wanted him to be really involved. So illustrating was one way that I could have him be involved in the books and have him contribute his own ideas, because I'm not part of one of the communities that's being affected. So I wanted to be really sensitive to that.
What advice would you give to aspiring authors listening to our podcast today?
I would definitely say no idea is a bad idea. And I know that people say that a lot, but I wrote my first book here in first grade. Obviously it wasn't published, and it was called I Love Math, and I gave it to my math teacher. And I would just say don't be discouraged by what others think, and whatever ideas you have are valid, and write them down, because everyone has their own story.
What other topics would you like to write about in the future?
I'd like to continue my series, but I also see myself doing something a little bit more general or maybe more personal and talk about my experience with high school and just like being a teenage girl.
You've been a great guest for us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Can't wait to read more of your books. Thanks for joining us.